So I'd like to return to Beirut and bring in Robert Fisk again. Mr. Fisk, you know, these words, intractable, paralyzed, all sorts of words that describe the situation. And you yourself painted a pretty grim picture just a few minutes ago with little hope, little room for optimism. You know, where is the solution? Where is it going to come from? There's got to be some resolution at some
forgive
point.
Forgive my smiles. It's because I've been listening for 32 and a half years in the Middle East to the same kind of language we've just heard. Intractable, there'll be an Arab summit. Egypt's not going to be there because it's too pusillanimous to turn up. Saudi Arabia because it's too frightened to turn up. The Palestinians are on their own, as usual, and they've been abandoned by the Arab world as assuredly as they have been abandoned by the West. At some point in this terrible war, and I'm talking about a larger war now, not just Gaza, the West Bank, Israel, Arabs, we in the West will have to wake up to the fact that terrible injustices are being done in this region of the world. We'll have to abandon talk about human rights and democracy, much though the Arabs would like that and deserve it, and start talking about justice. And at the moment, we don't do that. I've just been reading an interview in Newsweek by Tony Blair, in which he manages to avoid all the major issues about the Palestinians. I've been reading another interview in Newsweek in which a Muslim writer talks about the splendid Israeli army. Now, when you have this kind of worldview of the outrageous war that's going on inside Gaza, which does include war crimes, I think Hamas may be guilty of war crimes, by the way, but the Israelis also are guilty of war crimes. And there is no serious action by the West, let alone the Arab world, which we've all forsaken and forgotten about. I don't see any kind of reason for any optimism at all in the near future or even in the medium future. What we've got to do is abandon false hopes, the kind of mendacious lies, mendacity of people like Tony Blair saying, oh, well, there can be progress. There can't, unless we deal with the issue of the Palestinians. Why are they dispossessed? Why are settlements, colonies for Jews and Jews only, being built on Arab land illegally, and still it continues?
Okay, those are very much long term.
Let me just finish, if I may.
Sure.
Unless we deal with this, there will not be an end to this war. There may be a ceasefire in Gaza, a ceasefire in the West Bank, but there won't be an end to the war. That is the problem.
The thing is that the UN resolution was passed, wasn't it, and ignored in a fairly wholesale way by both sides, I guess. You have to ask questions. At what point will Israel not be excused for its flaunting of international resolutions such as that one?
Well, look, you're not mincing your words, are you? Israel will get away with not abiding by UN Security Council resolutions, of which the most important, of course, is 242. As long as America has concretized, betonise in French, its policy in line uncritically with Israel, right or wrong. And it's quite clear from Hillary Clinton's most recent comments that this is going to continue under Barack Obama. I see no change. I see no hope at all in the future at the moment. I'm sorry to, you know, we like to come on television and say hopeful things. I don't have anything hopeful to say to you about this.
Okay, Robert Fisk, thanks very much indeed for your perspective as ever on this. Thanks very much indeed.